Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Now that the United States Senate is controlled by the Republicans and many states are now controlled by Republican governors, it's time to hold these elected officials feet to the fire and to do the right thing. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, who is the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, an amazing shift in the political realm occurred during this midterm election. President Obama's policies were on trial, and those policies were defeated. In fact, President Obama said that his policies were on trial and that all of these Democratic senators and others that were running away from him actually vote with him, which didn't do those people running for office any good. But he knew his policies were on trial, and the American people rejected them. Now we have a new wave of Republican leadership in the Senate, where both houses are now controlled by Republicans, and a huge influx of Republican governors in major Democratic strongholds in the Northeast. Now it's time for these elected officials to do the right thing, and we need to hold their feet to the fire.
I agree, Matt. And I'll tell you, you know, the founders set up a really brilliant system that requires humility of our political leaders, because every election cycle, the people get to tell you whether you're on the right track or the wrong track, and then you have the opportunity to listen or not listen at your own peril. And what we've seen is a pattern of saying, you know, we really don't care what the American people think. We're going to keep doing what we're doing because we think it's the right thing to do. And last night, the American people spoke with a very loud, resounding voice, flipping the Senate, reinforcing the hold on the Congress, and turning a very healthy number of governor's seats in a direction that says that really is a referendum against the current direction of the nation and many of the president's policies.
Well, even in Utah, where the president won twice, it went Republican. So in some of these major strongholds of President Obama and the Democratic Party, including in the South and the Northeast, they went Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a major statement that the American people are giving to the elected officials in Congress, particularly the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. So this now means a huge sea change for the next 2 years. The Republicans in the House have, for the previous 6 years, passed lots of legislation that never saw the light of day because it ended up on Senator Harry Reid's desk and he would never bring it up for vote. So that legislation can continue to come out of the House. Now, the difference is you got a Republican-controlled House. They've got a majority. They've got the votes to do what they need to do. Those pieces of legislation can not only be called up for vote, but we can pass those pieces of legislation. Including the repeal of Obamacare. How many times has the Republican House sent bills over to the Senate to repeal Obamacare? 40-plus times they've done that, but it never got a vote in the Senate. Now it can get a vote in the Senate. Now, it may be that the president vetoes it, but I think we need to pass legislation and put it on the president's desk and then let the American people see how radical he is. If he wants to veto the Obamacare repeal, then let him veto it. And then when that happens, you'll ultimately see how radical he is. And the person who's coming up to take his place in the Democratic side of things is Hillary Clinton, and she's going to be just the same thing. So it really, I think, will underscore how radical the Democratic policies really are.
You know, it really does. If you force the veto, if you put the legislation out there and he vetoes it, Matt, we don't need to forget that we also have a process for overriding that veto. And whether you do or not, it makes every single person in the Congress go on the record,
right,
either standing with that veto or saying, you know what, we recognize that the American people are asking something different of us and the president's out of sync. And I'm not going to stay with him on this one.
Well, and here's what, you know, on the House side, the Republicans even picked up seats on the House side.
That's right.
You know, the question on the House side for many was, well, the Republicans will still have a majority. They might lose a few seats, but they'll still have the majority. They actually gained seats on the House side, which was incredible. So they can override it in the House. They may or may not, dependent upon the issue, have enough to override it in the Senate. But you're right. It'll put the people on notice so that when 2016 comes up, some of the senators, because one-third of the senators will come up for election again in 2016, they'll be put on record as to where they stand. Are they going to stand solidly behind President Obama, or are they going to run from his policies like they did in the midterm?
You know, this really is a dry run for 2016. The American people have told you we're headed in the wrong direction. We expect to see dramatic change. And you'll really have a nice, solid report card if we push this legislation forward, if you force people to take a side and to make a statement and don't let people be mealy-mouthed over the next 2 years, you'll really have a solid report card on everybody who's asking for re-election in the 2016 term.
Well, and then also on the judicial nominations, you know, the Democrats have put in some very radical judges, and they did away with the filibuster in order to get three very liberal judges on the District Court of Appeals appellate court. And that's what they did. They put them in. That particular court reviews legislation such as Obamacare and other kinds of legislation, and it's also a stepping stone to the United States Supreme Court. So they took away the filibuster, meaning that now it's only 51 votes that they need in the Senate to confirm the president's radical nominees. Now there's only 51 votes that they need in the Senate, and the Republicans have more than that, to stop his radical nominees. So we need to make sure that those Republicans do their job to block these radical appointments that Obama no doubt will continue to put before the United States Senate.
You know, Matt, one of the interesting mistakes that Congress often makes is when one side does something extremely radical in the rule side. I'm not talking about in substance, but when we set a new rule, like doing away with the filibuster, you should have to live with that after you pull that trigger. After you create that change, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and it shouldn't be reversed. The Republicans now should occupy the exact same set of rules that were created by that change, and then it, you know, now everything has changed, and it creates an entirely different dynamic.
Yeah, and we've signed on to a letter with some other leaders in Washington, D.C. and around the country to give a message to the Republicans: do not reinstitute the filibuster. The Democrats wanted to hurt America by taking it away and putting in these radical nominees. Now they're going to have to live with the medicine. They're going to have to live with what they did. We shouldn't reinstitute it on these judges, and this will help us block these radical judges. Obama is either going to not be able to appoint anybody to the bench, or he's going to have to moderate and bring some people in that are not these radicals that he's been putting on the benches across the country.
You know, it'll be real interesting to see as a presidential response to the people's voice in this midterm election whether he does just that, whether he produces more moderate appointments to the bench, or whether he really digs in his heels and says, you know what, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway.
You know, Bill Clinton did that. He became moderate, and he moved more towards the center during the midterm when he got the message. But I don't think Obama can do that. I think he's so radical to his core, he does not know how to moderate. He does not know how to compromise, and he certainly doesn't want to work across the aisle. So I don't think you're going to see any change in Obama. He's going to kind of push his radicalism. I'm sure he's going to move for this amnesty scenario with an executive order for all the people that recently crossed the border. I don't think he's going to moderate at all. We're going to see his radicalism, and I think we're going to see it even in a more clear way when contrasted with the Republican-controlled House and Senate. For more information, visit libertycouncil.com. Sign up for the Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action grassroots emails. Both of them are available on the website, libertycouncil.com. Again, the website is libertycouncil.com. You can also go to our other main website, lc.org, for issues and information regarding your family, faith, and freedom. This has been a major sea change, and it is good for the country because I believe President Obama's radical policies will now face some stiff headwinds over these next 2 years. There's no question that in the next 2 years, with a Democratic majority in the Senate, he would really push his radical policies. He's still going to do it. Now what we're going to need is Republican leaders to stand up against the radicalism and to stop the deterioration and the destruction of America that President Obama has been doing for the last 6 years. For more information and how you can be involved in Liberty Counsel Ministries, go to libertycounsel.com or lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support this ministry with your financial contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.